Blog Talk Radio.
I'm tired, broken, innocence stolen, and I know I'm a different man. See, life hits and life hurts. Think I've seen some of life's worst, but you've been here, so you understand. See, I fell and I broke something, but I couldn't tell, 'cause I kept running away from your love and grace. So my trips and my pains, my failures, they only made me desperate to seek your face. Hey. The devil hoped this injury would make me stop and take the seat, but I know Jesus walks with me, so I'll just keep on walking with my limp. 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 I'm imperfect, so I slipped up and I had my heart ripped up, but you're the lifter of my head. So please come and please heal how I think and how I feel, and I'll live by what you said. And you said,
hey, good morning. God bless you, and thank God for you being with us this morning. Amen. I am glad to have you with us today. As many of you know, First Lady and I are in Israel, and we are walking through the steps of Jesus, and it is just fascinating. Make sure you log on with me on my Instagram, biker_preacher. I'm going to be putting up videos there and just letting you see some of the places we've stayed. The hotel we'll be at for the next couple of days is on the Sea of Galilee, and it is just exhilarating to see this place and a Bible I've been reading most of my life to come to life. It's amazing looking at the Sea of Galilee, and this is what's called the City of Tiberias, and it's surrounded by mountains. The Sea of Galilee sits 685 feet below sea level, so it's in a valley. And so when you think about Jesus preaching on the sea, I can see how his voice would carry in those moments, because it's almost like an amphitheater where the sea is. It is just amazing, and I am grateful to God for this opportunity to be here on this trip with some other pastors and some other members of their church. And I'm praying that we will be able to open this opportunity to our members. I'm praying they do it again. It was such short notice on our part, but I would love for our church to come and be a part of it. It is exciting. It's tiring. Now, it's not an easy place to get to, and it takes time, and schedules are rough, and buses, and all of that, but it is worth it. And so I'm just grateful to God. And so in that, and we are reading through the book of Mark as part of our fasting. And as I was reading the readings for today, I was there it was, again, the Sea of Galilee, and Jesus calling his disciples there at the sea. And this sea just has so many moments for our Savior. There's so many moments on the sea. You know, we've been reading it, but you don't really pay attention to all the moments of the sea. And this sea kind of encapsulates the entire ministry of our Savior. Jesus calls his disciples at the Sea of Galilee. Jesus works miracles. He heals at the Sea of Galilee. He walks on the water at the Sea of Galilee. And then he shows himself alive after his resurrection at the Sea of Galilee. This sea has so much importance to us and where we are. And I'm telling you that there are so many opportunities and so many seas in our lives where you have seen God show up. You were there. You know when he called you. You know what he called you to do. You know what he called you to become. You know how he worked miracles in your life. All of those things are like seas of Galilee for every one of us. And you have an opportunity to recognize the hand of God in your life. And don't you ever forget it. Don't you ever take it for granted. You just continue to move forward. This is part of my forward movement. Being on this trip is part of me moving from here to there. It's part of me making some decisions about what's important. Here's the thing, y'all. It's either real or it's not. It's either worth your life or it's not. It's either worth your energy, your money, your resources, or it's not. I am at the point in my life where the middle ground is just not enough for me anymore. I'm either going all the way or I'm going no way at all. I'm going 100% or I'm not giving any energy to it. And I want you to take some of this same response and mentality as it pertains to your life and your ministry and your work and get exhilarated about what God is calling you to do and stop half-stepping and stop waiting for things to happen. Get up, step up, and start moving from where you are to where you want to be. Start moving to where you want to be. Picture yourself. Where do you want to be? And begin to move in that direction. I'm telling you, this is exactly what Jesus did. Jesus knew why he came. He knew that he came to die. He knew that he came to leave something new in the earth realm. He knew that he came to give salvation to mankind. But he also knew he needed disciples. And so he found them at the Sea of Galilee. He also knew that he had to work miracles to bring some prophecies to pass. And he worked some of those miracles right here at the Sea of Galilee. And I'm telling you, God used and through Jesus, God through Jesus showed us the map of how we move from here to there, how we get from where we are to where we want to be. Now, Jesus' ultimate where he needed to be was on the cross. It was crucifixion. But I believe that your ultimate where you need to be, where God wants you to be, it's something different than what you see. It's something greater than what you see. But you've got to sell out. You've got to go all in. What are you all in on? I'm a Giants fan. Y'all know that. Y'all know, and I hope the connection remains good. I'm a Giants fan. And I'm a Giants fan whether the Giants win, lose, or draw. It does not matter. They've had a horrible season this year, but guess what? I'm still a Giants fan. I still rock my Giants jersey, my jackets, my hat, my scarves. I got all that stuff. I'm a Giants fan. I'm 100%. I am all in. Well, last year, as part of the work and the fanfare of the game, they hashtagged all in. And that's what they were asking Giants fans to do. Be all in. And I'm asking you to be all in to God's plan for your life. All in means everything is on the line. Where have you been all in your life in the last 12 months? What areas have you gone all the way in the last 12 months and said, this is what God has called me to do, and I'm going to give it 100%. If you can't see any of those places, if you don't see no place where you have been all in, then I'm asking you to rethink what you're doing and get all in, because you'll never know what you can accomplish until you throw yourself 100% into what you're doing, into your passion, into who God has called you to be. And oh yeah, they're going to be trouble. Yeah, and it's going to be stress. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be hard times. Yes, all of that's going to be. But guess what? You're going to have trouble, stress, and hard times, whether you go all in or not, whether you give 100% or not, whether you succeed or fail, you are going to have those same problems. So if you have to have the problems, who am I talking to on this phone? If you have to have the problems, then you may as well have those problems succeeding. You may as well have them being all in. You may as well have them on the right side of history. You may as well have them on the right side of God's will for your life, because you're going to have them anyway. Let's go. Get all in. Let's go 100%. Let's put everything we got into what God is calling us to do. Let's get ourselves going from here to there. And whatever that means, I want to see you move from where you are and what you have today to what is possible. What is possible? Come on, let's pray. God, thank you. Man, it's just great to be here with you, Lord, and to be in the place where Jesus walked. And I'm praying that as many Christians as want this opportunity will have an opportunity to do this very same thing. That they will see the truth of this Bible. They will see the Bible come to life for them. And God, I'm praying that you'd help us to be all in. And what you've called us to be and who you called us to be and what you have called us to do. I'm praying, God, that you would help us to do the work that you called us to. Help us to become whom you've called us to be. Help us, God, to give everything we have toward the vision for the life that you are speaking to us. Lord God, there are people on this call who have been teetering. They have been walking the line. They have been on the center, on the middle ground. They've not gone 100%. But God, I'm praying that God, you show them where you want them to put all their energy. Show them where you want them to go all in. Show them where you want them to go 100% all the way. Show them, God, so that they can put their energies behind what it is you are calling them to do. I trust you, Lord. Trust you to help us to get to where you're calling us to be. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you, for you alone by yourself are worthy to be praised. And Lord, I pray that as I bring some of these videos and pictures into the lives of the people that will be following, Lord, technology has allowed us to do some amazing things. I can bring people on a journey with me over 6,000, 5,000 miles away from New York City. And I'm thankful to you, God, that we're able to share these moments with the people that we will be sharing with. And I'm asking, Lord, that you would wake us up, invigorate us to what you've called us to do, and that you would be powerful in our prayer tonight, that you'd be powerful in our prayer as we seek you and go after you with everything we have. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Well, God bless you. I love you with the love of the Lord. Tonight, don't miss the prayer, 7 o'clock. We're coming together to pray. I believe that God is going to meet every one of you at the point of your need. Come prepared to pray and continue to fast and read that scripture and make sure that God is number one in your day. All righty. Love you. Talk to you soon.